Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus review. My name is Vin. With me, as always, is John.
Hello.
Hey, John. And today we're reviewing Control Freak. Please remember to like, subscribe, and follow. We've restarted our Patreon. Please come follow us on Patreon. Chuck in a buck, help us out a little bit because we love doing this, and we're doing even more. So if you check us out on Patreon, you can find even more. Okay, today we're talking about Control Freak 2025, directed and written by Sean No, cinematography by Scott B. Siracusano, starring Kelly Marie Tran, Miles Robbins, Tone Lee, and Kyo Chen. Releasing on Hulu March 13th. John, what do you think about this movie?
Well, then, what I thought about it is okay, let me just say, you and I watched The Substance recently. Like, that movie was violent and excessive body horror, very uncomfortable scenes, did very gratuitous things with the zipper. A lot of stuff in that film was pretty rough, all the way around the edges. And yet, I gotta tell you, I discovered something about myself while watching Control Freak. I never realized that I have a trigger, and that trigger is the scratching of a head.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
Oh
Yes.
my gosh.
The
Then.
sound design in this movie. Oh, I wrote it's like horror ASMR. Horror ASMR.
Then I had to pause it several times because I was like, oh, stop. Stop, stop, please don't, don't, don't.
Yes. The sound design is very powerful in this movie.
It is some nails on a chalkboard bad. And it's intentional. It's intentional.
It's so effective. It's a
It's
horror movie.
very effective, but boy, is it painful. It is a painful thing. So as you may or may not know, the movie involves a woman who's going through things, kind of appears to be trauma of some
She's
sort.
like she has a lot of anxiety. She's trying to unpack a lot of pressure from her family. She's about to go on a world tour as a motivational speaker, but she has all this of her own problems that she still needs to sort through. So she has a lot of pressure, a lot of anxiety, and this kind of manifests as the stress.
Internet, and I get itchy even right now talking about
Yes, yes.
it. And I gotta say, as many films as I watch, for this random Hulu movie to have that kind of effect on me, pretty impressive. I gotta say, it's pretty impressive. I got problems. I do have some issues with it. I do think thematically, I think it's a bit not very original. I think we kind of seen this several times lately. It kind of deals with generational trauma, and I kind of feel like we've seen several movies involving generational trauma over the last few years. And on top of that, thematically, it kind of does a thing that tends to aggravate me where. He does it towards the end, and I'm not gonna say what, but it kind of spells it out for the audience. Like the themes, it like tells people this is what the movie is about. This is what you're supposed to think. And I don't feel like it really had to do that in some places, but like it could allow the audience to figure it out on their own. I think the creature design in this. There is a creature. I'm not going to explain what it is. It's actually pretty good compared to a lot of films. So it's very hard whenever you withhold an entity. Sometimes the reveal won't be as good as what you have in your
Exactly.
mind.
I mean, one of my notes was I compared it a little bit to Smile, and that's one of the things that was kind of make or break in Smile also, right?
And it worked. It worked them smile. Once you see it, it's effective. It actually works. So I think the creature design is very good. There are things that just don't make any sense in some places. I don't think we're gonna have time to talk about it because I don't think we need a spoiler for this. But I do think it's good. I don't think it's great, but I think it's good. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. But I do think it's on the good side, and it's an impressive horror film from Hulu considering what it is. Especially for a non-theatrical release.
Definitely agree. Yeah.
I think for what it is, it's actually kind of impressive. So, yeah.
So I want to say real quick, we can do a spoiler section, and we'll just put that extended video on Patreon, and we'll cut it out for YouTube. Okay. So I definitely agree with you. I like surprisingly, I really like this. I definitely have problems, even different from your problems. But I thought this was really slick. I thought it looked great. I thought the editing was really good. The sound design with the itching is fantastic. This is a body horror movie. People need to know that. In my notes, I compared it to three movies: Smile, which we talked about; Turning Red, like what you're saying about the generational trauma kind of passing down, you know.
Yes.
And you
Yeah.
can see, you know what I'm talking about. And I also talked about The Substance because of the same kind of body horror and how like realistic and gruesome and practical it feels. And there's some shocking stuff in this.
Yes.
And
Yeah,
so like this
surprisingly.
is a very potent blend because like Turning Red, it's not played as a horror movie, but it easily could have been, right? And so then you apply that back here and you combine that with the themes of The Substance or Smile, and wow, that's a very strong blend of ideas for a movie, right? I really liked the Asian American perspectives in this. I don't even understand a lot of it. I like because it's very culturally specific, but I love that it's there, and I love that like you know it teaches us a little bit about their perspective and what's
Yeah.
going on with them. The cinematography of that was really good. There's lots of good shadows, lots of nice lighting, colors, angles. Very, very visually, it looks great. It sounds great. The characters let me down a little bit. I didn't really care. I didn't really connect with anyone. So I'm like enjoying this as an experience, as a horror fan, I'm enjoying this. But as a, like just a movie fan, I was like, I don't really care about what's happening, but this looks cool. You know what I mean?
She's not a very likable person out the gate. Like that's part of the problem that I noticed like right away is that I didn't really care about her. And then there's like a romance in it that I did not buy at all. Like
Mm-hmm.
there's like a well not a romance but
I
a
mean,
love plot.
even
But
their relationship, I did not know they were together until they started like kissing, and I'm like, oh, is that what this is?
yeah,
There's just
there's
nothing.
it is absolutely void of chemistry. It's void of any
Cool.
chemistry. And I don't know if I don't know if it's like Kelly Marie Tran. She's actually good. She's actually good in the film. I don't know if it's him or if it's just miscasting, but it just I did not throw it between them. I did not throw it between them at all.
I felt like the actors were doing their best, but it could be just chemistry. It could, I maybe, I think also kind of in the writing. I didn't feel the writing was very clear in this.
Could be that too. Could
And
be.
I mean, there's another movie I'm reviewing soon, and it's the same idea where when you have a writer or director, sometimes they're just a very strong director and they needed something to direct, so they wrote it. You know, sometimes they're director before writer. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. Like this is such a strong directorial vehicle, but I felt the writing could have used a little bit of help. You know what I mean?
And yeah, definitely. Well, and some continuity problems too. There's some things in there like there's one specific plot, and I mean, if you want to do that, like,
Yeah, sure. Say it, I'll cut
no, I mean, do it like you remember that thing you did for what is it?
it. Oh, the censor? Okay.
Yeah, the censor. You
Okay.
want to do the censor for
So
this? Like, feel
we're gonna
free.
censor this on YouTube. For the uncensored version, you can come to our Patreon.
So there's a part where the Rubby Baby Buggy Bumpers,
So freaky.
and 5 seconds later, it is a full blown.
As the movie goes on, I feel it gets more surreal. So I just stopped paying attention to any kind of like nitpicks and details like that. I'm like, I don't quite know what's going on. I'm on this roller coaster. I'm enjoying this roller coaster, but I do not know where this is going or how this is, you know what I mean? I'm not thinking about the physics of the roller coaster. I'm just enjoying the experience.
I feel like sometimes that could be an excuse for them to stop doing things that are cohesive, you know, like I because the movie is mostly grounded in reality, like compared to Smile 2, which about halfway through that film you don't know where anything is at, like don't know where the beginning or the middle or the end or anything happens with. But that was just one part of it where I was like, really? Really? You already got a Rubby Baby Bumpers? Already? Already?
That's where you draw the line. Yeah.
And that part, but there's just random things like that just kind of like took me out of it just slightly. Kind of like the romantic subplot I never felt involved in
Very strange.
either one of them. It also does the thing where, characters, I don't know if you know what I mean by this, but like when the character is getting told by everybody that they're acting crazy, the one thing that frustrates me in a movie is when the character intentionally does things to make that situation worse rather than doing the smart thing. For example, censorship again, Rubby Baby Buggy Bumpers. I just don't know if that scene communicated that to me.
And that's what I'm saying. Like at some certain point, I wasn't exactly sure about how this is working.
That's what I
And
mean, yeah.
I don't know. That it's what the movie is. Whether we can tell if it's intentional or not, that's what the movie is. And I think it's effective for confusing the audience. And
Well,
I think that's just, yeah.
for me, I love it when the characters do smart things and it still doesn't work out for them. And it still
Yes,
doesn't work out.
yes, yes.
They still look crazy. They still look stupid. And there's a lot of that in Smile too, where she's trying to do the smart thing and it continually just gets worse and worse for her. And that's my favorite kind of like crazy, where it's like no matter what you do, no matter how intelligent you are, or how far ahead you think you are of it, it still makes you look bad. That's the kind of like narrative that I feel satisfied with. I didn't really, it did, and that's what I kind of wanted from this too.
No, I
But
understand that.
I guess it just depends on like, individual taste.
Yeah, this is not like I would not recommend this as strongly as Smile 2, or like even like we talked about the Turning Red or the Substance. But I think it is super interesting for what it is, as like a blend of all these different ideas. And it is something new. It is something different, and I think that's great. And I think it's so well made. It's so like suffocating. Like I actually felt so strongly with the sound design, with the like horror ASMR, all the sound effects, the cinematography. It's so well made, I thought. And I think the themes of like mental health, isolation, depression, gaslighting, family trauma, I thought all those themes are so strong in it. And it's just a shame that we do have these issues holding it back, because I think it had the potential to be excellent, you know? It's so close to being really a really strong recommendation.
And I think it would be stronger, like I said, if they didn't spell them out. Because I feel like bits and pieces of the film just say the theme out loud. It's
Yes.
like there's moments like where the character like, and I won't give it away, but there's like a statement towards the end where the character is speaking to somebody new, and they're saying the thing like this is what your takeaway should be of the entire film, and I'm like, you didn't need to tell me that. It's okay to trust your audience. You could trust your audience to understand. If there were any constructive feedback that I were going to give the filmmaker, because I think they're actually a pretty good filmmaker. I really
Yeah,
do.
yeah, yeah.
Genuinely, I think there's a lot of good work here. But if there were any constructive feedback, is trust your audience. They are as smart as you think they are. They're dying to break it apart. They want to break it apart.
Yeah.
And I think if they did, it might have been even stronger for it.
I do think it's impressive. This is his second feature film. He's done only shorts. And this is his second feature film. I think it's a great step in his career, and I'm excited to see how he continues to grow, because I think, especially as a director, it's fantastic. All our notes we've talked about, I think, are mainly just writing things and maybe casting things,
Yeah,
more or less.
it's not a bad film at all. It really is.
Yeah.
It's narrative we saw for a body horror experience, it's satisfying. I mean, that head scratching thing is going to live in my mind
John, right now, when I was
rent. It's gonna live in my mind rent free for the duration of my life. I'm just going to
Right now, when I was scratching my head to demonstrate, and I heard the ch ch ch, even
yeah,
right
it just
now, it's still
yeah.
traumatizing me.
Like this movie you remember The Ring with the TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, this what The Ring did for TVs, this does for head scratching. Like it just,
I think that's the sign of something really effective, like psychological horror. Like it gets in your head and stays in your head. That's good
Yes.
horror, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
and on that front, it does work, and I think it is impressive for what it is.
All
So,
right, any other thoughts?
I'm trying to think. If there's anything before we sign off. I think I got everything.
Got everything too. Good. All right, man. Overall, would you say you recommend? Don't recommend.
I mean, if you are probably giving it like a grading, I would give it like a 7 something out of 10. So I think that'd be a recommendation. It's not a strong recommendation, but like, hey, if you're a horror fan, I think you'll find something good here for
For
sure.
sure, for sure. If you're a horror fan, you're looking for something new, don't watch Wolfman. Come see Control
Oh
Freak.
yeah, you can see the movie, you can see the film. So like it's not pitch black. You can see what's going on.
And you'll enjoy it too. You'll have a good time watching it.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. If you enjoyed our discussion, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. Remember, check out our Patreon for the full uncensored extended cut. What did you think of Control Freak? Go find it on Hulu. It's pretty good. What's your favorite Kelly Marie Tran performance? She's done this. She's done Star Wars. Let us know in the comments. What else do you like her in? I'm Vin. You can find me on Blue Sky. Vin writes words.
I'm John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch on Blue Sky.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky and at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and fans like the ones you just watched. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
And special thanks to our Patreon supporters. If you'd like to see even more videos and extended content, please subscribe at the link in the description.
Thank you.